Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed on the other side of the glass, but welcoming you nonetheless to the Buckmaster Show on a really tragic day here in North America on this Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014. I know Ed speaks for all of us in our thoughts and prayers going out to all of our Canadian friends in the wake of that really brazen attacks on Parliament Hill in the capital city of Ottawa, Canada. Really a tragic situation up there. We are live here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're also live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we make the show available for you through our podcasts, and we have the complete show archive at buckmastershow.com. We'll begin our new Pima Community College interview series. This is the second part of our series, second month we've been doing this, and we'll follow that at 20 minutes past the hour with our candidate interview series in the spotlight today. Arizona Attorney General Democrat hopeful Felicia Rotellini. 30 past the hour, our monthly segment on companion animal care, what to do about our cats and dog friends who have brain tumors. And that will follow Jonathan Payton, former state lawmaker, now a lobbyist up in Phoenix, speaking in behalf of Proposition 122. So we have a very full hour as usual. The live line number 790-2040 and our Facebook page. Join us at Bill Buckmaster. And we do resume our new monthly interview series presented by Pima Community College. This series introduces our listeners to the very talented and dedicated educators who call Pima's six community campuses home. Today we're going to hear from Regina Suit. Regina is Dean of Adult Education at Pima Community College, and she joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Dean Suit, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Bill. Thanks so much for having me today.
Well it's a very serendipitous time to have you on the show because this news came out that Pima Community College really chalking up a very impressive first, the first in the United States to administer wireless GED tests. What's that all about, Regina?
That's correct, Bill. We have an instructional program in the Pima County Jail. We've had that partnership for 20-some years. We really feel it's important to offer services to folks who are incarcerated for short-term in the jail. And so we've been giving the GED test there for many, many years. In January of 2014, the GED test went completely computerized. So the test is not online, it's computerized, which means test takers have to go to an authorized testing center to take the exam. Well, that kind of left the folks in the jail out of that option. They can't leave the jail and then come back to take the test. And so we worked with the test publisher and GED testing service to provide a wireless option. And so we were the first in the nation to do that. It took quite a few tries, a lot of IT help, because it has to be a dedicated network. It can't be on the Internet. And so there were some challenges to that. But the college invested in a mobile laptop lab. We had examiners who were really committed to making sure that that service happened for the inmates in the jail. And so we're very excited to be the first.
Well, I think what this points out, this kind of expands what really adult education at Pima is all about, and that is improving access, getting adult education to as many people as possible. Kind of give us the broad look at the portfolio. What is considered adult ed at Pima, Regina?
Sure, Bill. So what we're able to provide in the adult education program at Pima Community College is everything from basic skills through high school equivalency. That's kind of the new name now because the GED test is a proprietary name now. So we do basic skills, high school equivalency, all the way to college and career readiness. And we also have several programs that do kind of special things, such as our nationally recognized family literacy program, our AmeriCorps program that just celebrated its 20th anniversary along with the National AmeriCorps program. We have a program for refugees coming. We have transition, citizenship, civics, and student leadership. And we're just now starting to do a lot more with college and career readiness. And so we also have just implemented bridge classes, so getting folks ready to take academic classes. And then an IBES program, which is also a national model. And what IBES stands for is Integrated Basic Education and Skills Training. So what happens is students are in the adult basic ed class and the occupational class at the very same time. So we're very excited to get those started.
We have an issue with literacy in this community, as you know, and what kind of role does the adult education play in promoting adult literacy?
Well, working on literacy, there's a strong correlation between if you improve literacy rates for adults, you actually are kind of, working on the whole family intergenerationally. So you help with literacy rates of the parent, and then you see results from the children as well. And so, like I said, we are the largest provider in Tucson. We serve about 5,600 students a year, and that's actually down from when we had more funding and we were serving probably 10 or 12,000 students a year. Just in the last 5 years, though, Pima College has served over 30,000 people in our community to help them with their basic skills all the way up to college and career readiness.
We have such an issue with dropouts, high school dropouts, and these are young people who I'm sure regret after making that decision, may come to regret it. I would hope they would come to regret that decision, Dean Suit. And this is where this GED can come in to play such a huge role, correct?
Correct. And I always like to remind people that, whatever their vision of what a typical dropout might look like, it's not really the case. I've been lucky enough to work in adult education for over 20 years, and what I have found is there are, 30,000 unique stories that, it's not all about folks who couldn't get along in high school. Many times, parents pull their children out. People leave because of bullying. There are learning disabilities that are undiagnosed. They have to work to provide for their family. There's just a lot of real compelling stories that our adult ed students have. And when they come to us, it may be the first educational experience they have, or it could be that they had a real negative experience before. And so we're really grateful that they bring these stories and experiences to us and that we can build on that.
Regina, we had a caller who has a question. Dan had a question about education in the prison system. Go ahead, Dan. You're with Regina Suit. She's Dean of Adult Education at Pima.
Yes, it sounds like a wonderful program, but very, very expensive. I have business in other states across the country, and I've hired people who have finished their high school in prison because the state was able to send them textbooks while they were behind bars, and they completed their regular high school behind bars with the state-supplied textbooks. Why can't we do that here?
Well, I'll tell you, the jail program actually is pretty unique in that taxpayer funds really don't fund that program. There are what are called inmate welfare funds in the detention center. They come from phone usage and commissary purchases. And so it's actually inmates in the jail that pay for those classes and services themselves and for each other.
So that sounds like it's a pretty good investment for the people of Pima County if it's not costing them anything, and these people are coming out of jail with an education. So that's good news.
There's a lot of data out there that shows that with more education and more skills training and a little bit more case management, that folks that receive those kinds of services, when they do come out of jail or prison, are much less likely to rescind back into jail or prison because they have options that they didn't have before.
Regina, I want to ask you quickly about folks who want to take advance their education. These are people that would like to learn more about a particular subject. Does that fall under your adult education program as well at Pima?
I'm not sure if you're talking about like community ed or like,
Perhaps it's more under community ed, but these would be just advancement courses for folks who just want to learn more about a particular subject.
Actually, our charge really is very specific. You know, we're there to help folks get the skills they need to be successful in college and career, and so the classes that we offer are kind of pre-secondary, or they're at the secondary level. We're like a big high school almost, or K through 12.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the same requirements and rules that our K through 12 brothers and sisters get to deal with, we also have that same responsibility. So we're the largest high school in town.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up, Regina. Thank you very much for being with us. But where can people find out more information about adult education at Pima Community College?
They can, of course, go to the Pima College website and find us through our adult learning centers. We're right on the very first page, an easy click, or they can call 206-3987.
Regina Suit, Dean of Adult Education at Pima Community College. Thank you very much, Regina, for spending part of your lunch hour with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more information about Pima Community College, we urge you to visit their website. That's pima.edu. It is the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. We're pushing now 12:16 on this Wednesday afternoon. We continue with our candidate interview series. Up to the plate will be Felicia Rotolini, AG candidate, Democrat for, AG, Attorney General. We'll be right back.
Your car doesn't define you. It simply defines your sense of style. At Plutus Motor Group, we offer individually selected automobiles, including fine European imports, because we appreciate your unique tastes. What defines us is our discerning sense of quality, integrity, and a simplicity you'll find refreshing. Visit Plutus Motor Group and visit our collection. Plutus Motor Group, it's the experience. PlutusMotorGroup.com.
Have you been taking your car to the Wicked Witch of the West for service?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little fuel injection system, too!
Hi, this is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works, and despite rumors to the contrary, I am not
the great and powerful Wizard of Oz
of car repair. I do, however, enjoy performing miraculous recoveries on your family car or your exotic Jaguar, Mercedes, or Toyota. We specialize in Honda, Kia, Buick, Ford, Chevy, and even your grandmother's 1939 Packard. Call Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
There's no place like Perfection Auto Works. There's no place like Perfection Auto Works.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven woven rugs from around the globe. The Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Welcome back to the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, as we push toward 1222. We resume now our candidate interview series. Up to the plate, Felicia Rotellini, Arizona Attorney General candidate running as a Democrat. In 2010, Felicia ran for AG. She was the top Democratic vote getter in Arizona in 2010. And of course, she is hoping to be the top vote getter for Attorney General on Election Day, which it's hard to believe is now less than 2 weeks away. And Felicia joins us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Felicia, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Bill.
How's your feeling about the campaign so far here? We're really on the home stretch, the final couple of days, really.
Yep. I think it would be 12 and a half days, exactly, before election. But who's counting?
Yeah.
I am feeling very good. We have great momentum. I have had several appearances with my opponent, and I believe those have been a good reflection of my experience and background. I've received all of the major newspapers' endorsements, and I have all of the sworn law enforcement community statewide backing me up, the Arizona Police Association, the Fraternal Order of Police, ASCOP, as well as the firefighters. And I believe that first responders know that my background and experience as a career prosecutor and financial watchdog is tailor-made for the Attorney General's office.
How does your experience stack up against Mark Brnovich, the Republican candidate you were up against?
Well, I have a background in financial fraud, which is one of the areas of expertise for the Attorney General's office. I've taken on big companies. I was the lead lawyer against Arthur Anderson for the failed audit of the Baptist Foundation, where 11,000 folks lost their retirement. We were able to return over $217 million to the victims of that fraud. My background is a trial lawyer. I've done jury trials in the civil arena. My opponent has not. I've been in both the criminal division and the civil divisions of the Attorney General's office. My opponent has not. And I believe that my background, being able to manage the largest law firm in the state, and that's what the Attorney General's office is, because both civil and criminal law work, is best suited, and my opponent just can't touch my record of results over the last 17 years getting results for the people of Arizona.
Would you say that consumer affairs and dealing with consumer fraud would be one of the hallmarks of a Rotolini Arizona Attorney General office?
Absolutely. One of my priorities is aggressively going after consumer fraud, the investment fraud, the folks who take and steal hardworking people's retirement. And I'm going to focus on senior fraud and make sure that we go out to the retirement communities and help our seniors stay away from scammers in the first place. The best and most powerful thing we can do for our seniors is give them the information and tools to know when they're being scammed. And then we need to go after these scam artists and send a message. Don't come to Arizona if you want to prey on our seniors, because you'll be held accountable. And that's an area that I think we just haven't, coming out of the Attorney General's office, and the Attorney General is the place that you go to when you have a consumer complaint.
Well, I know a lot of people in our neighborhood in the central foothills of Tucson are very concerned about mail theft, and that's just, it's a huge issue that gets back to Arizona's usually one of the top, in the top 10 for identity theft. Something has to be done to, I know my neighbors are so concerned about this.
You really know, I was a victim of mail fraud or mail theft as well, and got a call from a police officer one day saying they'd arrested a woman who had these checks that the bank, the credit card companies send to you, and she had my credit card checks in her pocket.
Wow.
And this is organized crime. It's sophisticated. It's many times out of state, out of the country, and the Attorney General, as the top law enforcement officer, can be very effective in working with the Canadian Royal Police, with other countries, and making sure that we track them down. It's cybercrime. Our business community is seeing it as well, with hackers into credit card databases. And so this is an area where nationally the Attorney General's office has to be on top of it, and I will work on that issue.
Well, I'm sure you're not, I'm not alone then in telling you that folks are really worried about these consumer issues of the hackers and the you know, running to your mailbox and trying to secure your mailbox. We just stuck another locking device this morning on our mailbox.
Yeah.
Just something to deter these people who are really doing these brazen and just driving up and down the street and going after people's mail.
Well, and I have traveled around the state, I have talked to many communities that feel they're under siege by these scam artists. And it's everything from the classic door-to-door salesman to the scammer who calls in to someone's home and convinces a senior citizen to give them money. They're very insidious, and they're very clever. And I believe that the Attorney General needs to be all over this issue, working with other senior aging groups, AARP, and making sure we do everything we can to prevent fraud, and also then to go after the fraudsters and get recovery.
And, of course, whoever is elected AG, you've got a job in making, well, let's put it this way. The office has been, the image has been tarnished, to put it mildly.
And, you know, there's over 400 lawyers in the Attorney General's office, and I've worked with many of them since I was in the office for 13 years in both the civil and the criminal divisions. And it's about the culture of the Attorney General's office. I will make sure that all of those assistant attorney generals know that their job every day is to wake up and to make decisions in the best interest of the people of Arizona. You see, the people of Arizona is actually the client of the Attorney General's office. The Attorney General is the top law enforcement officer, the top enforcer of the law, and also the the lawyer for the people, enforcing civil rights laws, consumer laws, disability laws. And the attorneys in that need to know that they have the discernment and the support of a boss who's going to let them do the right thing for the right reasons. I'm taking politics out of the Attorney General's office, and I think that will improve the morale of the Assistant Attorney Generals and also give them the freedom to really be effective lawyers for the people of Arizona.
All right, Felicia Rotolini. Folks can find out more about you at Felicia for Arizona, and that's F-E-L-E-C-I-A for Arizona.com. Thank you very much for spending part of your lunch hour with us.
It's my pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. Coming up now on 12:30 on the Buckmaster Show, if you love animals like I love animals, I always look forward to our consumer segment on companion animal care, and we'll be talking with a doctor at Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. That will be coming up right after this.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman for Five Star Termite and Pest Control. You know, we've had the same technician at our house for 11 years, and he's wonderful. But you know what? What does that tell you about the company? It tells you it's a great company who treats their people right. And they treat us customers great. I wouldn't use anybody. Truly, truly, listen to me. But Five Star Termite and Pest Control.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams. co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, and once a month we do focus on animal care issues here on the program, and the segment is brought to you by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet, located at North La Cunada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. And on this month's segment, we welcome Dr. Cody Alcott on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Dr. Alcott is a neurologist at Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson. Doctor, how are you today?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I want to talk a little bit today about brain tumors in dogs and cats. And I had one of my beloved cats succumb to a brain tumor a few years ago. So I think this is important information to get out to all pet owners. At what age are dogs and cats especially at risk for brain tumors?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. You know, the assumption typically is that older animals are going to be at risk for these things. But what we find now that veterinary medicine has been advancing and we go looking for diseases more often with better diagnostic tools, we find these in younger dogs too. So, you know, younger age dogs aren't immune from the risk of brain tumors. Obviously, it's less common, and so we tend to see it in the older age groups.
Are there particular breeds that would have a higher risk of developing the tumors?
All breeds are at risk for developing, unfortunately. We find that the short-nosed breeds, so when you look at the Boxers or Boston Terriers, they're uniquely at risk for some brain tumors. Doesn't mean they're all going to have a problem with it, but a fair number of them do. So there are some breed-specific risks, but overall, you know, most dogs are at some level of risk. Thankfully, it's not very common.
Now, what types of brain tumors do dogs and cats get? And tell us about perhaps any differences between the tumors of dogs versus cats.
Yeah, there's the field is expanding quite a bit as of late, and partly from the interest from the human side to try and understand what different types of tumors have in store for the patient. You know, there's a variety of tumors like meningiomas and gliomas. They're all grouped somewhat differently based on location in the brain and how they behave. The variety is quite scattered throughout. What we see is that there's a fair number of tumors that start in the brain as either local growths and then expand to cause problems, or they arrive from other areas of the body and they spread or metastasize to the brain. And so we see a fair mix of those two. About half of them are in each group of those brain tumor classifications. The type of tumor, although there's quite a variety, we know this from both canine and human studies. At present, we don't usually go after the specific type when we're looking at treatments, but like I said, there's meningiomas and gliomas that are probably one of the biggest ones that we see. There's quite a few different varieties, though.
Now, Dr. Alcott, are the signs visible when the animal presents? Would there be a lump, or is this something that would be not visible to the pet owner, and what should they be looking for?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. It's unfortunate we do see dogs with this and cats with this. The signs can be very subtle, and that is the difficulty when suspecting something going on within the brain. You know, surrounded by the skull, you don't see what's going on in there from the outside. And so a lot of what we see is behavior-related. Seizures are a very common presentation for brain tumors, probably one of the most common presentations that we see for that. Behavior changes, subtle behavior changes, you know, especially in older dogs, we may see some changes with senility that are often assumed due to old age, may not be. In some of those cases, we may have something going on with the brain itself. Bizarre behavior can be one of those. Acute blindness, all of a sudden losing ability to recognize their home settings and surroundings. Difficulty with seeing at night. There's a variety of symptoms, and it's those vague kind of symptoms that sometimes cue us in to go looking for a brain tumor.
So I suppose if the animal is stumbling around, that might be a real good clue something weird's going on.
Well, yeah, you know, if we see something like that, it's definitely obvious an indication to see your regular veterinarian. Doesn't necessarily mean it has a tumor, but it is something that's unusual enough that it should be investigated. And like I said, with any other disease, these can have a quite a variety of manifestations and how they present. And our job is to get ahead of this thing and diagnose these early as we can to try and improve the outcome.
And then a veterinarian would typically refer to a specialist for to confirm a brain tumor diagnosis, and then what goes on after that?
Yeah, that's a typical course. You know, I think our regular veterinarians are really the front line for having suspicion of this occurring. And when they do, referral to a specialist is probably in order, simply for the fact of the tools we have at our ready on the specialty center. The typical next steps include imaging the brain. Like any other trade, you're only as good as the tools you have at your ready. And MRI of the brain is an invaluable tool for understanding pathologies or diseases within the brain.
How well do the animals respond to radiation therapy? And is that pretty much a typical course, the radiation therapy?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. There are plenty of options when we deal with brain tumors. Again, depending on the type and location, that can involve surgery, can involve non-invasive procedures like radiation therapy. Thankfully, from what's been done, what groundwork's been laid in the human side, we have a lot of new exciting treatment courses in the dog and cat side. And radiation therapy is getting quite advanced nowadays. And we're getting protocols that used to take 3 to 4 weeks can now be done in a couple of days. The stigma that used to come with radiation therapy for people, we just don't see that in dogs. The recovery is usually quite quick. The response seems to be pretty good depending on the tumor. Again, there's a lot of factors that go into which dogs may or may not benefit from that, which dogs may or may not benefit from surgery. Currently, you know, for most tumors, surgery combined with radiation therapy is the best options we have to offer.
Dr. Alcott with us from the Veterinary Specialty Center, Tucson. You know, just like medicine for humans, the big deal right now is preventative medicine. And what could be done if you've got a healthy animal for keeping that animal healthy and perhaps avoiding a brain tumor?
Sure. You know, the relative risk of having a brain tumor, fortunately enough, is quite low. The current studies suggest maybe about 2% of the dog population may experience some type of cancerous or tumor within the brain. As far as preventing it, there's really no specific prevention. Unfortunately, some of these tumors are pre-programmed. There's some genetic risk there, and so preventing them is quite difficult. I think the best thing that most donors can do is have regular visits, health exams with their veterinarian. You know, these subtle things, when we have those discussions in the exam room, we talk about how their pet's doing at home. These have a big deal and a big bearing on our suspicions for those type of diseases, and since they are quite subtle, that discussion is really important.
You know, one area that probably is crucial that we should talk about, that not all tumors are going to be the real fast-growing kind, so it is very difficult, I would assume, to put some kind of an answer to how long will my dog or cat live after treatment.
Sure. You know, broad, bold statements about how animals will respond to tumors are often challenging. The reality is that we get more and more successful every day that we treat these cases. The medicine is advancing, the knowledge about how these tumors behave is advancing, and you know, in the future here, we will have a way to treat these tumors potentially at the cell level. We'll take a biopsy, we'll determine the type of tumor, what type of treatment it's best to respond to. This is where they're going in the human field, and we're getting there as well as in the canine field. But I got to say, looking back years ago, most tumors, unfortunately, were terminal in a short time. Mm-hmm. And we've managed to have success rates well beyond a year's time after diagnosis in certain situations. And I personally had dogs with benign growths within the brain that have gone on to 2-3 years' time after the surgery. So
that's good.
It's really impressive. And you know, mainly it's from the clients giving us the ability to do these procedures, do these workups. You know, that's really helped us advance the science.
Dr. Cody Alcott, veterinary neurologist at Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, where you have all the equipment, the state-of-the-art equipment offered there to take care of this, and so the owners can certainly schedule a visit, and you would be welcome them as well. Dr. Alcott, thank you very much.
Appreciate the time.
Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. We'll be right back.
Oh, Toto, we've just got to get home. Oh, no, not the car. What now?
If I had had a brain, I would have taken the car to Perfection Auto Works.
Now my heart's breaking because I didn't take the car to Perfection Auto Works.
Gee, Dorothy, I should have had the courage to tell you to take the car to Perfection Auto Works for their free 26-point inspection.
Aw, nut.
No more excuses. You will take your car to Perfection Auto Works. Then you can go home.
Now click your heels 3 times and you will arrive at Perfection Auto Works.
Call Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
There's no place like Perfection Auto Works. There's no place like Perfection Auto Works. There's no...
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. 10 minutes before one now. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Visit historic Pinos Altos. You can visit the City of Rock State Park or hike along the wonderful Continental Divide Trail. Plenty of great places to stay, including Bear Mountain Lodge. To find out more about all the accommodations and things to do, visit southwestnewmexico.org. One of the three statewide propositions on the ballot is Prop 122. It would allow the Arizona legislature or a vote of the people to ban the use of any state money or resources to implement a federal law that Arizonans determine is too overreaching. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line, former state lawmaker Jonathan Payton, who is a political consultant who is helping to pass the measure. Jonathan, how are you?
I'm doing outstanding. Bill, how are you doing?
Doing real well. Thanks for asking. Why should folks vote for Prop 122?
Well, I think it was based on your introduction of it in the first place. You talked about if the state deems it to be overreaching, and I think that's really the genesis of this. There's been a lot of actions by the federal government, not only with Democrat administrations, but Republican administrations as well, that really have harmed our state. This gives us a chance to really direct how our money is spent in our own state. And I think it is a way of pushing back against federal overreach.
What would we, if the people decide to pass this, if voters approve Prop 122 this November, how much more control, Jonathan Payton, would Arizonans have over the federal government? And some say that this would not be constitutional.
Well, I think it's a great question because, and I've heard on your show, and I listened to Jeff Rogers talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
The direct response to it is that the federal government there's been plenty of cases before the U.S. Supreme Court involving how a state spends its own resources. One of those examples is the Prince decision, when Sheriff Mack said, "My county is not going to do background checks as per the Brady crime bill," for example. And the Supreme Court agreed with them. They said that the federal government cannot compel or commandeer a locally elected official or state official to spend its own resources. And there's been over five cases in that same vein, basically saying a state does not have to spend its resources in order to enforce a federal law. And the most recent example of that was when the federal government ruled on the Obamacare decision, the Sebelius decision, they said they can't use money as a weapon against a state. In other words, they can't withhold highway money or something like that if a state refuses to enforce a federal law.
We had Carolyn Campbell on the Buckmaster Show, and she was speaking against Prop 122 a week or so ago. She said this could devastate the environmental movement in Arizona. What do you say to Carolyn and others like her who believe that this is bad for Arizonans?
Well, it's only bad if the whole argument is, and the way it works with Prop 122 is that the state, either through the legislature and a signature of the governor or a vote of the people, would determine which federal programs we are going to enforce and which ones we said we would. And I think that the example in that case, if it's environment, for example, the people would have to vote on that, or the legislature would have to vote on it with the signature of the governor. So there's checks and balances that are built into that, into the current system. And if they wanted to say, defund something that Carolyn finds is important, they could do that anyway today. But obviously there's reasons why they don't do that. And the biggest reason is many of these programs are popular. So there's no reason for the legislature to try to do that with the signature of the governor. So there is checks and balances built into the system, just like there is now. And I don't think that would happen. And I think that it's hyperbole on the part of our opposition because they're afraid that this might actually pass, and they might actually have to justify some of those programs.
Jonathan Payton is with us on the Buckmaster Show, former state lawmaker, and he is pushing Prop 122. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Ingrid has a question for former state lawmaker Payton. Go ahead. Hi, Ingrid. Hello, Ingrid. Oh.
Hello.
Hi, Ingrid. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm speaking. Can you
yes.
hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead. You're okay. With Mr. Payton.
It says that Prop 122 may restrict the actions of its personnel, et cetera. Shouldn't it say it must restrict? Shouldn't this proposition say that no one in the state will be able to do anything against the Constitution of the United States? This leaves a lot of wiggle room. It gives permission to wiggle around.
Okay.
Well, actually, my response to that, it doesn't. It's saying that it may, if it's enacted. I mean, that's the way it's written. If you have, for example, the way it is there, you have to identify what the federal program is. Once that federal program is identified, then every state agency and its political subdivisions is barred from being able to use its money in or resources.
But it says that it would provide that Arizona may restrict, not must restrict. Shouldn't this proposition say that legislators, et cetera, would be prohibited from doing anything unconstitutional?
My response to it is it only restricts it if it is, if it is actually, there's a two-part process. Prop 122 puts this in the state constitution. That's when it says that from that point they may restrict a federal program. At that point, it has to be either put on the ballot or go through the legislature as a bill. Once that bill is passed, there's no may. It is a shall at that point.
Jonathan, quick question. This is the first time I can recall in many, many years there were no citizen-pushed measures. Why do you think that is this time around?
Well, I think one of the things that is interesting about citizens and measures is I've learned as a lawmaker, they're not really citizens' measures in the sense that, you know, John Q. Public goes out there and stands in front of the motor vehicle division and gathers signatures with a clipboard. It really is paid circulators. Mm-hmm. And so outside interest groups, I think we have not had a initiative campaign that has been run in our state in the last 20 years that did not have paid circulators. Mm-hmm. And so it costs a lot of money to gather those signatures. It probably costs up to $500,000. And for a constitutional amendment, it's almost $1 million. So I think that's the reason why, for whatever reason, they decided they didn't have the money. I know there was going to be, there was talk of a pro same-sex marriage amendment that was being talked about to be put on the ballot. There was also talk of a marijuana measure put on the ballot. I think they've deferred that for, in the future or indefinitely.
How do you think 122 is going to do?
Well, I think we're gonna win. I mean, we obviously the Sierra Club and Carolyn Campbell and a few others are opposing it, but we have I think we've run a really good campaign. We've been working really hard, and we've received a lot of positive feedback from voters all across the state. And I was in Flagstaff today. Last week I was in Tucson. I've been all over the state talking to all the 30 legislative districts in Arizona. Okay. And it's a lot of fun.
Jonathan, it's great to reconnect with you. Thanks a lot for being on the show.
Great talking to you, Bill.
Jonathan Payton with us on the Buckmaster Show. Bottled water on our program is provided by our friends at Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. It's better water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your residential and commercial water needs, thanks for supplying all of our studio guests and the folks here at KVOI with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan. We have local talk here morning, noon, and afternoon. That means the afternoon show is for Tucson at 4 to 5. We urge you to listen to that program. Very locally centered. Mike Shaw, his show, and of course, can't get much more local than the morning show. Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe, 6 to 8, then the Daily Double from 8 to 9. On behalf of Ed Alexander, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.